long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 36. The crew of the Tin Sparrow have split up. Kale D-Bag and Willy Romal have returned to Nar Shaddaa to take care of their business ventures, while Sawbone, Chub Rub, and Mark Kenobi head to Yavin 4, following the instructions from the holocron of Exar Kun.
All right, so you guys are on the ship headed towards Yavin 4. It's only like a four-day flight there. During that time, Mark Kenobi and Chub Rub start having reoccurring nightmares. And Mark Kenobi's dream, he's in the casino. He's there with Kale and Ants and Thorbin, and he is unable to interact with them. He's like watching them in the casino, all hanging out and having a good time. Willy comes in and chastises Kale for leaping over the counter and breaking a glass, as he do. Ants is putting up a new poster, getting on to Kale about something. As he's watching this shadowy figure enters the casino, like, just appears. Doesn't, like, walk through the doors or anything. Just is suddenly there and slashes down Ants. Just a red lightsaber ignites and just cuts her down. As Kale turns and pulls out his blaster pistol, he is thrown into the air and he's hanging suspended there, being choked, when all of a sudden the lightsaber flies at him and pierces him right in the chest. Thorbin runs and hides behind the bar, and there's just suddenly, like, on the back mirror, just a splash of blood. Jesus. And Willy tries to make it to the back room, but that lightsaber, as it comes out of Kale's chest, flies and just cuts the top of his dome off. And Mark Kenobi is there, and he can't react or do anything. He's just, like, internally screaming, and he wakes up on the ship. At the same time, Chub Rub is also having a nightmare, and in his dream, he's back on Endor. And he's there with his family. And everything's going fine. They're you know, he's back home. He's with his brothers and sisters and his parents, and, like, just got back from a hunt, and they have some fresh meat, and they're around a fire up in the trees, and they're cooking the meat, and they're all celebrating, and all of a sudden, like, everything starts to get dark as a shadow starts to envelop the world, and he can see across on one of the other platforms in one of the large trees where their homes are. He can see a shadowy person standing there. And then he hears the engines of a starship above them, a number of them, and all of a sudden the world starts to catch on fire as lasers from the ships above start raining down on them, just blowing the trees to shreds and shrapnel. And he watches as his whole family gets vaporized in front of him. And then suddenly he too is vaporized as the world just catches on fire. And he wakes up on the Tin Sparrow in the engine room. And you guys keep having these dreams. You have them every night that you're on the ship. What do you do?
I go talk to my master.
Okay.
And I let him know about the dreams.
Okay.
But, you know, kind of telling him I think something's coming.
Well, that's very interesting. I don't know what is, you know, ahead of us on Yavin 4, but I'm curious if maybe something's calling us.
And am I aware that Chub Rub is having these dreams? Have we shared this information?
You tell me.
I think Chebrub's gonna, he's not really gonna know what to make of it, but he's definitely gonna want to know more about red lightsabers and what that means.
Okay.
So he'll probably ask Dramas because he thinks Mark Kenobi doesn't know anything.
It's fair. You go to the master and you ask him.
Dramatis, you remember that crazy bitch with the glowy eyes and the red laser sword?
Ah, yes.
Okay.
I dispatched of her. Sort of.
Not really sure she was. I remember Willie saying something about the color of lightsabers meaning something. What does red mean?
Red is no good. The Sith use red lightsabers. If you see a red lightsaber, it's either a Sith or maybe they stole it from a Sith or something. Since they're not around anymore. I'm not sure who she was, but she had a red lightsaber. That never bodes well.
What does Sith want?
It seems like they're all about wiping the Jedi out across the galaxy, taking over, ruling. They're generally just bad dudes.
Bad dudes.
That about sums it up.
And then I think I'm going to go talk to Marky.
Okay.
I'm going to, like, knock on your door.
Marky?
Oh, and I pull my pants up.
Oh, it's cool. You want me to come back in like 5 minutes?
No, it's cool. Come on in.
I got some butter. You want me to leave it?
No. I was just taking a shower.
All right.
Weirdo. Come on in.
All right. So I know I usually treat you like you're a jackass, because usually that's the case, but you spent time in the Sith Temple.
What?
You said you were a Sith captive, right?
Oh, no. I just hung out there, yeah.
You just hung out there?
Well, I was put in there, yeah, but you got to make the best out of your situation.
So, what are they trying to do, man?
What do you mean?
Like that crazy one that we fought on the planet with the slaves.
Oh, yeah,
like,
she's a bad dude.
Yeah, like, what's going on with them? Why are they fucking with us? You have any idea?
They're bad. I don't know. I asked Dramatis. He said they're bad.
Yeah, that's about all he told me. That's all I got. That's not very helpful.
I don't know. You know, they got lightning and shit. It's cool. I don't know.
It's cool, but it's also pants-shittingly terrifying. And I don't even wear pants.
Very scary. Uh-huh. But, you know, they got, like, cool powers, and you could do cool stuff. But they say it's, like, off-limits or something. I don't know.
Chubrub's just gonna, like, look around the room and just kind of, like, back away slowly. Be like,
all right. I guess we'll talk later, bro.
Okay.
Have fun. You sure you don't want that butter?
And I just, like... I've never really pet him before, so, like, I just, like, tap his head kind of hard. Good boy.
I just back away real slowly and just, like, leave and go back to my room and just kind of, like, hug myself and, like, go to sleep.
So as you guys get closer to Yavin 4, the nightmares seem to cease. They become less frequent. Because, again, it's like, you guys would go to sleep and you'd have the nightmare and you'd wake up. And you go back to sleep and you'd have the nightmare and you'd wake up. Like, just for, like, 3 nights in a row. Just this constant. Anytime you went to sleep, that's what you saw. The same thing over and over again. But as the final night right before you arrive there, both of you sleep soundly. There's no nightmares.
Good, because I was getting tired of washing my sheets.
Chubrub's going to have painted the section of the engine room with, like, a picture from the bad nightmare. Like, the starships and, like, Endor burning.
Okay. Will you guys give me a use the force check?
38.
Oh, fucking Christ. What? All right. What about you?
32.
Nice. Okay. So you guys come out of hyperspace and you can see Yavin and its four planets right in front of you. You guys are able to feel through the force something calling to you, similar to the crystals on Dantooine. You can feel something beckoning you. You guys fly to Yavin 4, and you fly over the planet's surface, and it's pretty much just all forest. You can see a couple of giant lakes and stuff, but otherwise it's just all trees and stuff. And you guys are able to, through the force again, you can just feel this calling to you, so you're able to point Sawbone where to fly, and you see this very small clearing. I mean, just so small. Just it's like practically overgrown, but you can see there's a cluster of temples on the planet's surface, and you guys are able to find the exact one that it seems to be calling to you. And you guys land the ship right outside of the temple. You guys are now on Yavin.
This looks like something out of a movie.
Yeah, I'm kind of weirded out by it just a little bit. I mean, I want to go, but also I feel like...
Come on, don't be a pussy. I grab his hand.
I just, like, hold his hand and I cling to it a little tightly.
It's like, okay, this is fucking weird.
And I, like, reach out and try to hold Dramatis' hand.
Dramatis takes his hand away and he's like, no, this is for you two. I'm not getting anything from this. So this is an adventure for the two of you to go on. I think it'd be best if Sawbone and I stayed here on the ship.
Okay. Now, bow. Bow.
Bow?
You said bow. Chubra, bow. Do like me. Do this. Bow.
I'll, like, curtsy at Dramatis.
Okay.
You really don't have to do that.
And I throw him a raw meat treat. Damn.
Have you not been eating the last 4 days?
I haven't been very hungry.
Okay.
Hey, be careful out there, Chubbs.
Yeah, you do the same, man.
Watch out. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just gonna.
I know, but
where it's safe.
I know, but it seems like bad shit just follows wherever we go.
You gonna say goodbye to me?
Yeah, goodbye. Good luck.
As I walk away, I just loud enough for him to hear. Your armor, shit.
What? Chubbs is my boy. I rescued him. Good luck out there.
Oh, okay. Your armor's cool.
All right. So the two of you exit the ship. These temples are the ones that we see in A New Hope or Rogue One on Yavin 4. Those are those old kind of pyramid-looking temples.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they're like a cluster. So there's like the two, I think, that we really see in those movies, and then there's a couple more that are kind of on the outskirts, kind of near those. So you're at one of them, and as you get closer, you see there's all these engravings in the stone and stuff of a language neither of you would recognize at all. Of a long-gone species that probably built these temples long, long ago.
You know who would find this interesting and not totally fucking creepy? Willy Roma.
Yeah. Has anyone ever taught you to skip?
Skip?
Yeah, you know how to skip?
What? Like skip?
Yeah, like this. Skip, 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 skip.
Why are you doing that?
Oh, it's when you're happy. You want to try?
Not particularly.
Come on, try it out.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I don't do the skipping or the tra-la-la-ing that I see you do. I think I'm good on that. Is that some kind of Jedi shit? Like,
yes.
I think I'm good.
Okay. I thought maybe we could skip into the building here, but that's okay.
I mean, don't let me stop you, man. You live your best life.
Can we carry you?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me piggyback.
Okay.
Let's do this.
All right. So he jumps on your back. And
I skip into...
Oh, motherfucker!
So you skip into the temple. There's a very large opening in the front where you guys enter through. And there's a lot of light streaming on the inside from there. When you get inside, it's pretty dark. And it's all made out of stone. And there's a lot of moss and stuff growing along the walls. You kind of make your way through. Then you kind of come to like the center of this pyramid temple. And it's almost like it's been hollowed out. Like, there's this just giant opening room. And into the rock, you can see that there's actually, like, cuts into the rock where light is now flooding in. Mm. And there are stairs to various levels as it goes up. And right in the center of this again, giant room, is this incredibly tall red crystal. I mean, it's, like, 60-plus feet tall. It takes up most of the interior of the room. It's right in the center. The walkway kind of goes right to it, and then you guys can see that it's like cloudy inside of it. You can see it's, like, moving, and there's, like, it's pulsating with, like, light. It's kind of glowing from itself very faintly and stuff, and it's kind of throwing a red hue across the room.
I walk up to it, and
Chubrub immediately hops off and starts checking his baggies to make sure there's not any Rodian baggies that I've been munching on that might have turned, because this is just weird.
I walk up to it, but I call Chubrub over because my reflection looks like one of those in the funhouse. And it, you know, changes. I look all fat and, like, tall and skinny at the same time. And Chubrub, come here.
All right, what is it?
Look at yourself.
Oh, shit, I'm tall. Yeah. Oh, look at that. I got a Willy Roe head.
Ha-ha! Look at your nipples.
Oh, they're so big.
They look like pepperoni. And I go and I just lean on the crystal to get some footing. My hand touches the crystal.
It's kind of got a weird, like, cold coming off of it, almost like, you know when you open the freezer and you kind of get that, like, cold, mm-hmm. like, not like a blasticle, but just that, like, yeah. cold, it's like that, where it's just cold near it. Man. But only in, like, the inches in front of it. Like, you don't feel it where you're standing, but the second your hand gets close, it's cold.
Chaparop, this is, like, cold. You know when you, like, open up the freezer and you get, like, hit with that cold feel? It's, like, cold.
I see that. I feel it.
Touch it.
I like stick my finger closer and closer to it, and I just, like, I get real close, and I pull my hand away, and I get real close, and I pull my hand away, and I, like, look around nervously, and finally I just say, fuck it, and I shove my hand onto the crystal, and
it's like, oh, damn, that's chilly.
Give me some perception checks.
21.
26.
So, as you're, like, touching the crystal and looking at it, Mark, you start to see, you see ants again. Mm-hmm. You see her, like, in the crystal. You can, like, see her. And then as you're looking at it, the picture starts to become more clear. And once again, you see Kale and Willie. You can see the casino again. You can see all of this, like, looking at, it's like looking at a monitor or something in front of you. And once again, you see them being struck down. You see, this time it's not the Shadow Man. This time you can see it's a man in like, red, like, magenta robes, like, dark robes. And suddenly another man in black armor enters the casino. And they begin to fight each other. And they're both wielding red lightsabers, and they're fighting. Eventually, the man in red flees. He just, like, force jumps away and vanishes. And then the man in the black armor approaches you, and he's got kind of pale skin and these, like, black circles around his eyes. And he approaches you, and he sticks his hand out, and he says, "Join me or die, Jedi." And then, at the same time, Chubrub, you're looking into the crystal, and again you see your family, and again you're back on the trees, and they're making the meat, they're grilling it up. This time you see the Armada again. There's a dozen ships up in the sky, and then all of a sudden you're seeing it from within the ship. You're looking down onto the planet Endor, and you can see the ships are all marked with the Hutt cartel markings, and all of a sudden, all the ships begin opening fire on Endor, and you can just see from space the planet get pulverized by all these ships opening fire. You look to your side, and you see Gargonzola the Hutt standing there. And she looks at him, and she says,
"That should put an end to your slave rebellion. Defy the Hutts again, and I'll sell you to the cruelest of those in the galaxy."
And both of you are standing there, and you're looking at this crystal, and suddenly you start to hear your names being called out. You hear,
"Makanobi! Chubrub! Come in! Makanobi! Chubrub! Either of you!"
"Hang on, give me 1 second. I got some shit to process."
And I, like, sit and just stare out into nothingness while that shit, while I just play back the events that just happened in my head.
"Are you two okay? You've been in there for 3 hours."
You guys have been standing in this room staring at that crystal for 3 hours. While those visions played out. To you, it feels like minutes, but 3 hours has passed. The room is starting to get a little bit darker as the sun has started to move away and light's not falling into the cave as much as it was.
"The next time we decide we want to stop and go spelunking, I say we don't."
For the first time in his life, Mark Kenobi is speechless. he is in shock. And trying to figure out what the hell is going on in his head. Confused. "Yeah, we're here.
Are you guys doing okay? You've been in there for quite some time."
"I don't know. This is a... Oh, everyone's dead."
"Yeah, there's this, like, crazy mindfuck crystal thing. You should come poke it and see if it tells you anything."
"All right, I'll head that way soon."
Chubber, will you give me a perception check?
31.
31, all right. As you're standing there and you guys are starting to, like, back away from the crystal, you smell something on the air. Hmm. You can smell there are other things now in this room with you. But again, as it's starting to get dark, you can't see where they are, but you can tell that there are 5 large beings in the room with you, hiding in the shadows and hiding behind pillars and then doorways and stuff. A voice breaks out from the darkness, and you both recognize it. It's the same voice that came from their holocron. Exarch Hunt. You hear him say,
I knew you two would join me here.
What's going on? I don't like this.
These are my temples that I had built.
Oh, well, I'll just fuck off and leave you to your thing, man.
Oh, there's no leaving. If anyone's gonna leave, it's only gonna be one of you. The other one's gonna be dead.
Show yourself.
And I ignite my lightsaber.
You see, kind of up on the other side of the crystal, just floating, this black, shadowy mass.
Oh, shit.
This is my temple. I had my Masasi warriors build it for me 3,000 years ago.
And when he says Masasi warriors, you see five of them step out of the shadows. And I think B might want to say something now.
Oh, fuck yeah. Roll initiative, bitch.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to the show. Hope you guys are enjoying it, as always. This is the part of the show where I plug a bunch of shit. And if you've listened to the show a number of times, then you surely know what I'm about to say. But let's just go ahead and get it out of the way and we get back to this episode, alright? So, if you're a fan of the show, please go check out other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network, such as The 8-Bit Geek, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, and coming back soon, Brainberry Tarts. There should be a new episode of that coming soon. We also have a couple other shows in the works, so be on the lookout for that. If you want to help support the community and all the shows and stuff, go check us out at patreon.com/8bitgeek for as little as $5 a month. So, you know, you're looking at like a coffee, right? For the price of like a coffee from Starbucks, you get extended episodes of the 8-Bit Geek and 8-Bit Saga. You also get pages from the 8-Bit Saga webcomic every Friday. A new page will drop. And you know what? Right now, in this final week of November, all of the content we're putting over on Patreon is free. And that includes the Diner, which is normally available at our $10 a month tier. So you get a daily show called the Diner. You get all the extended cuts of episodes, and we're also including the first two pages of the Saga webcomic absolutely free. So if you want to go check out all of our content that we push out and see if, you know, if this is something you want to help support and you kind of get a preview of what we do, go check that out over there. Again, patreon.com/8bitgeek. This is one of the best ways to kind of help support us and what we do. Also, if you want to, you know, find some new friends and talk to us and talk to other listeners and stuff, go find us over on Discord. You can find the link to that over on our website, the8bitgeek.com. We do community events, like we're doing like a Secret Santa this year. We do gaming nights with, let's see, what's coming out? Super Smash Brothers is coming out soon, right? So that we've got plans to do some tournaments for that. We also have like WoW Night Wednesdays where a bunch of the community get together and go play World of Warcraft. And you know, it's just a fun place just to go talk to people and hang out and, you know, make some new friends. You can also support us by going and picking up some sick ass t-shirts over on 8bitgeek.threadless.com. We also have stickers now, including a lot of Saga stickers. There's character stickers. There's a Sarlacc Money Pit sticker. You know, there's, if it's a, like, if you've seen the t-shirt designs, there's pretty much a sticker for it. So go check that stuff out. And we're also talking about getting some mugs made. And all this cool stuff. So go check all that out. You can find us on Facebook at The 8-Bit Geek, Twitter at 8bit_saga. And if you use the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, we'll name a character after you. I don't think there's any named characters this week. So, you know, it happens. This one was kind of a contained episode, so there's not really any outside characters that we haven't already met. You know what I mean? Like, so... What else? What else can we talk about real quick? Graham Plowman is the composer of the theme of our show. We use a lot of his music in the show, and there's all the music you're hearing in this episode is from him. All the creepy music you're hearing, and you know, the music we use for fights and all that stuff. It's all by Graham Plowman. You can find him at grahamplowman.com. You can find him over on Twitter at GPComposer. So give him a follow. Go let him know that you're liking his music. And, yeah. Just, you know, go check out his stuff. He's got some really, really cool tunes that he does. What else? I think that's really about it. So let's go ahead and get back to the show, and let's get this this episode finished. As always, sorry that it's late. Life is a bitch sometimes. So it's a good one, though. I thoroughly enjoyed creating this episode. So anywho's, I'm going to shut up now. Let's get back to the show. I'll see you guys on Discord. I'll see you guys on Twitter. Go check out Patreon. Go check out the free stuff. Go check out the first two pages of the Saga comic. It's so awesome. It's so cool. And again, if you join now, if you join the Patreon now, you're going to get like 5 or 6 pages already that have been put out every Friday. So go check it out. Well, give me your initiatives first. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It was a 14. I rolled a 1.
Oh.
Fuck. 36.
Nice.
There you go.
Damn.
All right. So here's the layout of the map. As you can see on the table, there it's just a giant square. You guys are in front of the crystal in front of you, is the circle there. Mm-hmm. There are stairs leading up. The area where the stairs are taking up, that's kind of at a weird like angle, going up like a 45 degree angle up. And those stairs lead down to the platform that you all are standing on. Behind them are doorways to hallways and chambers and whatnot that are also in this temple. Chubrub, with your perception check, you were able to sniff out the locations of where all these guys are at behind you. There's two guys behind you. There's two guys in front of you on the other side of the crystal. The two behind you are up on that other platform, kind of blocking the door in which you guys came in. Way on the other side, there's another Masasi warrior standing there, kind of blocking that doorway. Up in the figure that's over near Daniel, outside of the square, is Exarchun. It's him. He's up, floating in that top corner, kind of like I said. I put him up outside of the map because he's up high.
Hey, Dramas.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Do you want to go help?
No.
No? Okay.
Nah, this is just for them. I told them that before they went in.
Anyone?
No one's coming to help you. I'm sorry.
You got this.
All right, I'm shitting in every single one of y'all's beds every night for the next 2 months, if I live.
I'm so mad, I'd turn off my comms.
I look at Marky Mark and I say,
we're both shitting in their beds this week, we live. And
I just look at him and I give him a nod and say, let's do this.
All right, you're first up.
I'm in walking distance of him, so I'm going to just skip my way. I skip.
You can actually skip?
Over to the fine. Enemy. And I am going to do a power attack.
Okay.
A skipping power attack.
And I will be taking 2 away from my attack roll to add 2 to my damage.
Nice.
28.
It's actually a miss.
Fuck. Boy.
Hey, they're big hulking behemoths.
What kind of weapons do they have?
It's called a Landvarok.
Is it energy or stabby or...
It is not energy.
Okay. Who's up next?
That's right. You rolled really bad.
Yeah, I'm just still sitting on the floor, just out of it.
That farthest Masasi is going to move up. Marky, he's going to use his weapon to throw like a bladed disc at you. He hit his friend with it.
Damn.
Wait, which one?
The one that's engaged in combat with Mark.
Oh, you know, after 3,000 years, you're a little rusty.
It happens,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Does he say, nyah, 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 while he did it?
Whoop.
And he injures his friend pretty good.
Nice.
Pretty.
Damn it, Derek.
Pretty.
Come on, man. We talked.
You said take the left. Next up is this one back here. The other one across. Yeah. He will move up. Are those stairs?
This is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think he can get to the stairs.
Okay.
And then does he have line of sight from there on Chubrub?
Yeah, he's looking down at him.
All right. He's going to fling a disc at Chubrub. All right. He misses. His buddy will come up next to him and sling a blade at you. That one hits you.
God damn it!
Hits you for 9 damage. Next up... Oh, it's your turn.
I'm just going to move object on one of them into the other one.
Okay.
31.
Yeah.
37 to both of them.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to use my move action to get out 2 thermal detonators so I can get ready to fuck with them next time.
The one that you are engaged with, Mark, swings his weird bladed weapon at you. Ooh, and that is a hit.
Well, wait.
You do get a chance to block.
I get a chance to block.
All right.
23.
That is an unsuccessful block attempt. He hits you for 16 damage. All right, next up is the other one on the opposite side that hasn't gone. He will sling a blade at Marky. And he misses. All right, it is back around to you, Mark.
All right, can I mind trick?
You can do whatever you want, dude.
I'm going to attempt to mind trick my buddy right here.
Uh-huh, the one that just hit you?
The one that just hit me, and I'm going to mind trick him to turn on his friend.
All right.
I'm going to use a force point.
Okay.
To add a d6. That's a 25.
You are unsuccessful in mind tricking him.
You could, like, move backwards so they can get behind, put the crystal between them and you so they don't have line of sight.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm going to move next to Chubrub.
That first one in the middle is going to move around the crystal to get line of sight on you, and he's going to throw a blade at you. But he misses like a little bitch. Oh, shit, they're both prone. So...
Yeah, they sleep.
Yeah, go ahead and tip them over for me real quick. Actually, yeah, leave the other one up. So he's going to stand, which is his move. I guess he'll huck a blade at Chubbs. Ooh, and he hits.
Ah, what is this bullshit?
Ooh, hits you for 15.
God, goddamn.
You hear Exarchon in the top corner start laughing.
I'm going to get to you in a minute, motherfucker. Yeah, you keep laughing. You're going to look real funny laughing with no fucking teeth.
I'm a ghost. I don't have teeth.
I'm a ghost. I don't have teeth.
I don't have teeth.
All right, the other prone one is going to stand and take an attack at Chubrub, but he misses. All right, now it's your turn, Chubbs. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, now I'm going to improve move light object, that grenade down there.
Okay.
Now
you
it's two happening.
Of them, don't you?
Yeah, we'll see what happens after this first one, though.
Okay.
So, first grenade.
30.
Yeah. You got it.
19 damage to both of them.
Okay. A respectable amount of damage.
And then I'm going to fling another one at him.
Sure you will.
Of course I am. Fuck these dudes. Yeah, 25 to hit that square.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
42? Yeah. Lots of fives and sixes.
Jesus. It's like overkill. Man. They're vaporized. Bye. Yeah.
You killed both of them?
Absolutely. Just
all right.
Incinerated.
And you needed my help?
Good lord.
Chubrub is just standing there with tufts of fur hacked out and just like blood pouring out of his wounds. Just pissed. I was scared. Now I'm just pissed.
Now he's just pissed. All right. The dude that was on Marky is going to move up to flank his buddy and throw a disc. And he's going to miss like a bitch. The other one is going to come down that side, throw a disc at Chubbs. And he's gonna miss. All right, it's back to you, Mark.
I'm gonna walk in between the two that are sitting over here to my right in front of me.
Just all casual-like?
All casual-like. And then I'm gonna use Rising Whirlwind.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, that's a good one.
All right, it's the first time I've ever used this, so bear with me.
Yeah.
You swing your lightsabers around your body, creating a brilliant whirlwind of deadly light.
Ooh.
And two enemies within your reach use a force check. The result of your check determines the result, if any. So I have to roll a force check of 15 or above.
All right, let's see it.
That's a 24.
Oh, you fucked it.
You can make two lightsaber melee attacks, each one against a different target. Oh. If both attacks hit, you gain 10 bonus hit points.
Oh.
Damage is subtracted from bonus hit points first, and then any remaining bonus hit points disappear at the end of the encounter.
Gotcha.
But since I rolled a DC 20, except you gain 15 bonus hit points.
Ooh. All right. So let's see those attacks.
Okay. First one is not a good roll. That's a 25.
Ooh, sadly a miss.
Okay. And the second roll, 30.
That's a hit.
All right. 32.
32. Okay. That's pretty good. Which one was that on?
I'll choose the guy who first attacked me.
Okay. All right. That fucked his world up. He is a little staggered. It is his buddy's turn. He's going to swing at you with his weird bladed club.
Okay.
Oh, shit. That's over a 30, so that hits.
Damn.
Can I block?
Block it.
Roll to yes.
Block. 21.
That's not going to do it.
Okay.
Still doesn't hurt you too bad. It's just 20 damage.
Okay.
Next up is Chubrub.
The dude that was throwing discuses, this guy, discus? Discs at
discs.
Me. Does he have one out in his hand currently?
Yes.
Okay,
he has a
I
weapon.
Am going to try this new fancy force disarm that Dramatis has taught me.
Okay.
So I'm going to try that.
All right. Let's see it.
31.
What is it against?
So he gets plus 10 to his reflex defense to resist it. So
plus 10 to resist it?
Yeah. So I roll a 31 against his reflex defense plus 10.
That's not going to happen. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. You know what? I'm going to take out two blue balls.
Okay.
That's my move action. I'm just going to hold two big blue balls at him and go, arr!
So, Mark, you're going to get attacked.
No, I'm not.
Well, you did, but he missed.
That's right.
Told you.
And then
I saw the future through that little red, through that little crystal.
Chubb, he's going to fling a disc. All right, he also missed. And it's back to you, Mark.
I am going to do another Rising Whirlwind. That's 29.
Yes. Great success.
Which gives me 20 bonus hit points if I am successful.
Ooh,
on my rolls.
Doggy.
All right, so my first attack roll, 36.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
That
my
is
second
successful.
Attack roll, 31.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Legal.
Awesome.
That is a hit with both.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you gain 20 hit points and roll damage.
That's going to be 34 damage.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
35 damage.
Oh, shit. You did kill the first dude that attacked you, so describe to me how you did that.
Well, I've got this giant broad sword, lightsaber sword.
Uh-huh.
Still getting a use out of it. So I just kind of raised it above my head.
In the microphone.
Came down right in the middle of his head, all the way down to his feet.
Okay.
And sliced him directly in half.
He's just some big mamma jammas too.
Yeah, well then his large body falls into two halves, guts spilling everywhere.
Yes.
But it is his friend's turn.
Okay.
Alright, he misses you.
Okay.
Like a fucking dumbass. Piece of shit. Alright, jump up.
Alright, I'm gonna... Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I'd like to use a force point
to
gain an attack.
Okay. Shit, I forgot you had that as a thing. Do it to it.
Chubrub acts like Marky Mark's hype man and starts jumping around.
Oh, you didn't see that coming, did you? Oh!
And I will use a power attack minus two to add.
All right. Fuck his world up.
Oh, my God. Aww. That's a terrible, terrible.
That's a terrible, terrible.
Terrible, terrible. No.
That would be a 17.
Yeah, no. It's worth a shot, though.
Worth a shot.
Not bad.
Worth a shot.
Now it's Chubrub's turn.
All right, Chubrub is going to quit fucking around, and he's just going to move object on that dude that was flinging things at me and grab him and fling him into that corner over there on the bottom floor.
Jesus.
Okay.
33.
Yeah, that's success.
25, and I'm going to keep my grab on him.
No. It's kind of like a sloped 45-degree angle, so he may start sliding down.
Yeah, so he'll stand up and fling a thing.
He's at a weird angle because he's standing on like a sloped edge.
He's on unsteady footing.
Well, he missed, so
okay.
Doesn't fucking matter. All right, Mark, it's back to you.
I will power attack.
Do it.
27.
It's a miss.
Damn it.
He's going to attack you back. He hits you. You can block.
Block. 27.
Damn.
It's not going to do it.
All right.
He hits you for 17 damage.
Get wrecked.
Back to you, Chubrub.
I'm going to continue my grip on that dude and whip him into the other dude that's messing with Marky.
Okay.
And I'm going to yell,
Marky, look out!
I rolled a 37.
Okay. That is plenty good. He comes crashing into the dude standing in front of Mark, and they land in a heap. How much damage do they take?
37.
30 fucking 7. Yeah, they are both in a bad way. They're just like groaning and rolling all over each other.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to keep my grip on him if he's still alive.
He is still alive. He's going to stand up, which is going to provoke an attack of opportunity from you, Mark.
Yes.
Sit his $5 ass down.
Just move on.
Just move on.
It's 22. Just move on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not gonna do.
Are they not down on the condition track at all from the?
Oh, they are, but it's not that bad.
Not enough for a 22.
Not that bad. Damn. All right, Mark. It is your turn.
Since there's two of them sitting there, if it's prone, can I still use my whirlwind?
Yeah, you actually. I think they are denied their dex bonus.
34.
That's a successful rising whirlwind. 34, fuck. So what is it for 30?
It is 25.
Hit nice. All right. Roll those attacks.
21.
Nope. Even being pro is not good enough.
Okay. On the second one, 34.
That's a definite hit. Roll that damage.
35.
Oh, shit. You did murder the dude that stood up in front of you. How did you kill him?
I shove my lightsaber into his eye socket.
All right. I like it.
It's instantly,
that is,
instantly dead. So.
Rather straightforward.
Yeah. Okay.
You hear Exarchon in the corner just like,
yes.
Yeah.
Kill them.
Oh.
Kill them all.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what he wants, y'all.
Feed on the power of the dark side.
Dark what?
dark side.
That last dude is going to stand up, provoking an attack of opportunity from you, Mark.
Stab him in the fucking face.
25.
Not
25. Not good enough.
Not enough.
He's going to take a big old swing at you. That is a hit.
Can I block?
Give me a block.
My block was a 20.
Nope. 21 damage.
Damn.
Chub rub.
I'm just going to start taking explosives out and packing it on the crystal.
Okay.
I have. I think I usually carry 4 bricks of detonite with me, so I'm just going to start
standard,
packing.
Standard 4 bricks.
No, I'm just packing on the crystal. Fuck this place.
Back around to you, Mark.
All right.
You got one dude left. He is in a bad way.
Listen, I can't roll for shit, so I'm going to spend a force point.
Okay.
I'm spending a lot of them tonight, but, you know, 21.
What was that for?
For the attack.
For the attack. You know, that hits. I'm just kidding. That doesn't hit. So, it's his turn.
Use that for the rest of the night.
All right, he hits. Give me a block.
30.
Oh, hey, you blocked it.
Nice.
Your block cuts his weapon clean in two because it is not lightsaber resistant. Good shit. Chebro.
More explosives.
That's what I thought.
I'm actually going to move over here.
Back to you, Mark.
And put some explosives in there.
I'm going to go for an attack.
Fucking end this shit.
28.
That's a fucking hit.
Finally.
Roll that damage and kill this bitch.
24.
Yeah, he's dead. How do you kill him?
I bow and I say, bye.
So you guys are standing there, and all of a sudden, the shadowy form of Exarchon appears right between the two of you. And he force thrusts both of you back into the corners. You guys are now pinned to those kind of corners. He's holding you in place, and he says,
only one of you is going to make it out alive.
Blow the crystal!
You two have to fight each other.
Blow the crystal!
How about we try this?
And I squeeze the detonator.
Okay, roll me some damage.
26 on the first one, 18 on the second one, 18 on the third one, and 27 on the fourth one.
89.
All right, these large explosions happen around kind of like that base of the crystal, and chunks of it go flying off, and like a large crack rips through the center of it, but it's still standing.
Damn.
Well, that's all I had.
He starts laughing.
It's going to take more than those explosives
to destroy that crystal.
Okay, well, how about this? Okay, Marky, remember skipping?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, let's try and do a skipping Jedi thrust.
Oh, okay.
Let's try it.
Okay, let's do it.
Ready and skip.
22.
35.
So they move it two squares? Would that displace it enough to like knock it over and make it crash?
No. We could hit it again.
He lets go of the force grip and he's like, stop fucking around. One of you kill the other.
How about you suck my ass? Let's do that again.
That's not the expression.
Kiss?
Yeah, lick? There you go.
Lick?
Kiss.
Lick?
Kiss?
It was one of those things.
No, it's a kiss.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, kiss my ass.
I would like to throw a thermal detonator.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I forgot you have thermals as mm-hmm. well.
I'd like to throw it at the crystal.
At the crystal?
Yes. With just my dex and the roll, I beat it.
Yeah, you just got to hit 15.
Well, then you're good. So that's 8d6 in a 4-square radius.
43.
The explosion shatters that crystal, and you see him, like, vanish along while the crystal, like, shards and stuff just tumble to the ground.
Fuck you, ghost!
What are y'all doing?
I run over like a slow-mo movie, mm-hmm. like a scene. I run to Chub Rub and like music in my head is playing like, mm-hmm. like victory music. But I grab him by his mm-hmm. underarms and I twirl him, in a circle. It's slow-mo in my mind, but probably not for him.
You know what? Chub Rub's into it.
You don't tell anybody about this.
Never.
This is between us.
As y'all are spinning, he shows right back up in the middle of the two of you and throws you apart.
Oh, this motherfucker!
He floats into the air and he's like, the crystal isn't the source of my power. It's this temple. You'd have to destroy this temple and you clearly don't have the power to do that. Fight to the death now or I'll kill one of you myself.
No, we may not have the power to do that, but we do have the power of love.
I got on the comp.
Hey, Sawbone. you still in the ship, right?
Yeah.
You want to do me a favor and blow a big ass hole in the side of this fucking place for me?
Sure thing.
Who are you talking to?
Don't worry about it. I'm ordering this pizza. We're going to be here a while. We're pretty evenly matched. It's going to be a long fight.
Picks you up and starts force choking you.
Boom.
Well, do it.
Okay. Roll,
roll it up. Yeah, roll it up, my boy.
10 times two.
Yeah, because you're not this. It's not going to dodge, so you're not going to miss. So,
74
damage,
yeah. From one single blast.
Yes,
and you can do basically auto fire on those things.
I can.
Yeah. So you just open fire. You don't have to keep rolling. That's good enough.
Yeah, we'll just do that like a couple times.
Yeah. So you fire on the temple and auto fire just blasting at it and stuff. And then on the inside, you guys, you know, you're being force choked. You're floating in the air. He's got you pinned against the wall. He like flickers, like he's starting to lose his power. And he's like, what? And he vanishes. And you guys can hear just the, you know, explosions as the gunfire is hitting the temple.
Chop up one!
Let's get the fuck out of here!
We do the Scooby-Doo, like, you hear the bongos, and we run in place for a second, and then we both just fucking peel out of there.
So you guys get out of there, and you're running out, and Sawbone's, like, just laying waste to the temple, like, above and stuff, and you guys are dodging debris as it's falling down, and you hear from, you know, the inside, you just hear, no! And you guys run to the ship, and the temple just collapses in on itself and just becomes just a big old pile of rubble. And you guys, what do y'all do? We can't learn now.
You guys will not believe what just happened.
I lower the ramp down.
Yeah.
So they can get on.
And I just look at you.
I go,
it's like kind of disgusting.
Save the day, guys.
I mean, you did good.
I would be mad, but that worked out really well.
I did the thing. It's good.
You did. I mean, your fear helped us out a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was your mission. So.
Where the fuck is Dramatis?
I think he's in Mark's room. So.
Right. I confront him because I'm pissed off at my master.
Okay.
Hey, you piece of shit.
What?
Why'd you let us do that, okay? You knew what was going to happen.
I did.
Why?
You needed the chance to learn.
Learn what?
You know, there's a thing called fucking communication where we open our mouths and words come out and we convey messages to one another. You could have just fucking told us there was an acid crystal with some damn dead ghost Sith motherfucker.
See,
and
I didn't
some
know
weird
about
Mansara
the crystal.
Things.
The crystal's very interesting, and I want to hear all about that. But no, you needed to be tempted by the dark side. You needed to have that temptation in your life.
Man, if you want to tempt me, take me to a goddamn strip club, all right?
It's not the same.
They tempt me, like, all day. Okay,
yeah, you tempted me right now, you old fuck.
Ah, you guys passed. But I want to hear all about this crystal.
Yeah, maybe
later. Else
nah,
you don't get that.
No, nah, you don't get to know shit. You weren't there.
You didn't come inside.
Guys haven't. This is nothing in comparison to what I've been through with my. No, you shut up, Mark and Obi.
Nah, you can suck. You can suck it.
You shut up too. And he literally just you can't move anymore. He did what he did to what's her face, the Sith chick. What he did to her, he just did to you.
My ears are just like twitching, just fucking angrily.
This is still part of your training. You might be a Jedi Knight now, but you're not fucking done yet. You had to do this alone. I'm not here going to be here to hold your hand for the rest of your life, okay? Mm-hmm. You needed to be tempted. This needed to happen. You passed the test. You're fine.
Fine.
You got out of there okay.
Fine.
But we probably need to get Chub Rub into the back to tank because he's not looking too good.
Mm-hmm. No, he's bleeding everywhere. Anyways, while he's even in there, I'm not telling you about this red crystal that I saw visions in, that I could see what happened in the future, and then we put bombs all over it and blew it up, it split apart, but that wasn't the power of the ghosty thingy that we fought until we blew up the temple. You're not getting any of that.
Chub Rub just goes limp in the grip.
God damn it.
Just gives up.
I'm sure we'll talk more about it.
Yeah, we won't.
And he lets Chub Rub go, and he guides you to the medical bay on the Tin Sparrow.
I hope you have a force power for cleaning Ewok shit out of your bed sheets.
God. And with that, you guys leave Yavin 4 and head back to Nar Shaddaa.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.